101.9,
Vancouver's home
of rock and roll.
Magazine from CITR has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
I think I'm closer to God.
CITR 101.9 FM, Cushy Entertainment, and Strange Breed are proud to present Permanence, Strange Breed's debut album release party with special guests Wrong, Fallen Stars, and Kitty Prozac. It's happening September 14th at Redgate Arts Society. This event is all ages, $10 in advance or $15 at the door. You can find out more info on Facebook or visit www.strangebreedband.com.
Good morning. It is the first Thursday of September, and I might have effed up by not playing Earth, Wind & Fire. However, you already know what it is. It's been September for a few days, and you're tuned in to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's radio station. Here, broadcasting from the most western part of the Lower Mainland, UBC's campus, deep in Pacific Spirit Park. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam and Tsleil-Waututh territories of the Coast Salish people. And we do this every Thursday from 7 to 8. And thank you for tuning in. We got a lot to get to today. Every week. It seems that like the end of summer just comes so much faster than the beginning of summer did. Like, I feel like it took forever for it to turn from spring to summer. But going from summer to fall just happened so fast. Like, when I think about some of the reasons why, I feel like it's not like Mother Nature's fault. It's not the weather's fault. I blame corporations for really just trying to get us to buy fall things so they convince us that summer is over, because they've already sold all the summer stuff. So they're like, you know what? We don't have any more like sugary, nice outdoor drinks. Let's get them buying PSLs and Uggs and whatever else. We let people indicate, what season it is. I am sorry. I have like a nasty cough. I hit the weed yesterday, and then ever since then, I've had this really nasty cough. So if I cough, please don't be alarmed. I'm okay. Don't worry. You don't have to call an ambulance. Like, I am good, but I'm also here for you. If you never listened to Off the Beaten Path before, you're in for a treat. And if you have, welcome back. And welcome back and tell your friends about it. Tell your friends. I would appreciate it. I love the idea that there's even like, one person listening to me. Because when you listen to the show, what it does is it gets you informed for the rest of your week. Not only the rest of the week, but to kick off next week. Like, I let you know what's going on here in Vancouver, what's going on here in Canada, what's going on down south in the States, and trying to get you informed about what's going on all over the world. Personally, think of me as like a pregame, because sometimes, sometimes you can get drunk at the pregame and you're like, oh, I'm full of information. But sometimes it is like a primer, and you have to go out and do some work yourself. Because while I know lots of things, I don't know everything. And sometimes it's hard for us to admit it. But, I'm one of the people. And so I like to bring the people the news. And so sometimes you have to read up more about something so that you can have a better understanding. And also where you can see where to help. Because a lot of the times we're talking about issues that are going on, that are currently ongoing, and that need people to be paying attention. And not only people to be paying attention and sharing, on Instagram or Twitter, but actually people going out and doing work and going out and helping people, because it's important to give back to your community, whether, that's like a micro community or macro, the entire world. So before we jump into what is going on all over, let's just get started with the weather, because that's what we like to do here. Well, today and tomorrow are sunny. Today should be a high of 25 and tomorrow a high of 26. So if you are looking to eke out like that last beach day, if you haven't, tanned your buns, and you're like, I have tomorrow off. I can go down to Wreck Beach and I can go get that straightened out. That's what you should do, because as Saturday transitions into cloudiness, Sunday the 8th through Thursday the 19th are looking pretty shitty. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It looks pretty shitty. While there's only a high of 50% chance of rain, I suspect that there will be rain at least in the beginning of all of those days, because that's what happens. It rains in the morning and then it clears up in the afternoon, but it's not looking too good for us. So enjoy your day today and tomorrow with beautiful weather, because it could be a wrap for that. And it's not just that we're looking for rain here. I don't know how aware you are of what is going on both coasts. So on the West Coast, there's some forest fires. Like, while we've been lucky here without getting a lot of forest fires from the interior, in California, forest fires have been blazing for the past few weeks, and they aren't nearly as contained as they should be by this time. So think about, you know, those people as they continually to set out and try to put out those blazes, because our world is getting scary, and it's getting scarier every year. So also on the East Coast, Hurricane Dorian has ripped through the Caribbean and is heading north towards the United States. It's like a few miles off the coast of Georgia and South Carolina right now. But if you haven't been watching, so in the Bahamas got completely, I don't want to say destroyed because it's still there and the people are still there, but it was severely damaged. And so there's lots of places where you can give money to for the hurricane. And please do a little bit of research before you just give money, and try to avoid giving money to, like, the, you know what, you can give money whoever you want. I don't want to influence who you do, but just look into it, because 20 people have died in the Bahamas, and like, that is the place, I mean, has been highlighted since last year, I guess, from the Firefest documentary and talking about just like the conditions of people and the conditions of the workers there. And people love to enjoy the Bahamas for vacation, but understand that there are real people who live there and real people who live there year round. And, you know, that's their home. And so it has been devastated. So continue to keep those people in your thoughts, but also keep your wallets open for them, because nothing says I care like going to give your time or money. And I don't know if you guys saw this. I mean, we're going to get into this a bit later, but all of the silly things Donald Trump has done, what he did yesterday might have been one of the silliest. He tweeted about how the hurricane was headed towards the Gulf, going across North Florida and into Alabama. And when the meteorologist showed up and actually showed the map of the hurricane's trajectory and how it was going to turn north up the coast and maybe not hit direct landfall, he changed the trajectory with his Sharpie so that he wouldn't have to backtrack on his word. And that just adds to the ridiculousness of what Donald Trump has been doing. It doesn't seem, not just possible, but for me to grasp continually, that this man, people are just cool with it. I guess amid all of the tensions between the Chinese trade wars and with immigration, and we still seem to be fighting wars in the Middle East, it seems lying about the trajectory of a hurricane should be like the least of his problems. However, when we come back, we're going to be talking about what isn't, I guess, the least of other people's problems, because there's a missing pet, and you might want to put in the work to find him.
When I popped off, then your girl gave me just a little bit of la chop. Baby so cold, he from the north, he from the Canada. Bankroll so low, I got nothing else that I can withdraw. Ran up the dough, I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la, la la la. I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la, la la la.
watch dry like that. Amex, no cap, a underscore. They wonder how I go up like that. I rap my lyrics when I perform. They wonder how I watch dry like that. Married to the grind, I brought my ring. I'm Coney, but your girlie want the dick. Modest with my jewels, but check the bank. Got the money, say my thanks. When I popped off, then your girl gave me just a little bit of la chop. Baby so cold, he from the north, he from the Canada. Bankroll so low, I got nothing else that I can withdraw. Ran up the dough, I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la, la la la. I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la, la la la. How I try like that. Oh, I'm at the bank again. They wonder how I go up like that. Pink whip with flames all on the side. They wonder how I try like that. Got that Gucci on my body, now she tryna pipe me, woo. Pop the Lucy, Lucy, Goosey, sussy boy, I keep you cool. Got the paper, went to school, be careful who you callin' fool. Ay, ay. When I popped off, then your girl gave me just a little bit of la chop. Baby so cold, he from the north, he from the Canada. Bankroll so low, I got nothing else that I can withdraw. Ran up the dough, I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la, la la la. I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la, la la la. How I try like that.
Back at Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBCCITR if you are numbers challenged. You know what I like to do, if you know me in real life? One of the things I like to do is argue with strangers on the internet. I don't like to argue with them all of the time, but you know, sometimes you just get in the mood and you're just like, you know what? I got time today. Like, also, it's interesting because people on the internet who like to argue, they feel like you deserve, like they deserve an answer from you, or like a response, like you have to give them a response or they win. And like, I guess in internet rules, like they kind of do win, but also they kind of lose, because if you come up with a witty way to end it, I don't know. It's just so, there's just so many people who do it so well. And I wish I was one of those people, but I just end up arguing. Like, I wish I was one of those people who could argue and make a point in like 100 characters and move on. But you know, we can't all do that. I'm internet long-winded, but I do like to argue. So if you have any pointers, listen, you can let me know. I'd love to revel in the expertise of internet arguer. I don't even know what I'm talking about, guys. So to the real news, the real news that's going on. I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, but if you don't, you should. At the notorious.l.a.t.e, and you would have seen a nice meme about Vancouver and the type of news that we get here. So if you listen to the show, you would know all of the news we get. Like, we talk here a lot about homelessness, we talk about drugs and drug abuse, we talk about rent and housing, which are all really interrelated. And then we talk about weed, animals as well. So there's so many different topics. Like, listen, we cover so much stuff on the show. I don't want to toot the show's horn, but it is one of the best shows in Vancouver. That didn't come from me. If you go on Facebook at OTBP20XX, you'll see some of the reviews. Listen, it's not coming from me, guys. Anyways, if you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen this. So there's a crow, a famous crow in East Van. His name is not Pete or Rita, but the crow's name is Canuck. And he's been missing since last Friday. And now there's been a hefty reward for his safe return. Sean Bergman, who set up like Instagram and Twitter accounts about the Canuck, and really shares regularly about him, says he's extremely worried and has offered $10,000 to find him. So if you want to see Canuck, Canuck has a red zip tie around his left leg and a right federal like beacon or tag around his right leg. So he's pretty easy to spot. Canuck has been employed by the P&E, where his wages have gone to an animal shelter. He was originally famous because he stole a knife and tried to hold up the P&E, which they subsequently subdued him, and then they hired him, because who doesn't think a knife-wielding crow is interesting? However, if you see Canuck, you can send an email to canuckandi@gmail.com, or you can send a Facebook message from the article, which you can find on CBC or CTV News. And like, when I first saw this, I thought it was ridiculous, because it was like in comparison to what's going on in the United States or the UK or South Africa. Then in Vancouver, we have a missing crow. But, well, I don't think it's the top news. I would like to find out that Canuck is not dead. Because when I hear about wild animals going missing, it's like, it's a wild animal. It's probably got eaten. Like a few weeks ago, I was biking home. He's down Third behind the Safeway in Kisilano, and I saw raccoons raid a crow's nest and eat the babies. And I would, honestly, it's the first time I ever seen that. One, I didn't know that raccoons ate other animals. I thought they only ate trash. And two, I didn't know that this is like one A, B, C, you know, when you have too many bullet points in a paragraph. One, I didn't know that raccoons were such bad climbers. And I didn't know crows were such hoes. Like, I have been dive bombed by a crow, and I just assumed that they would be a little more tougher than that. They did not. Not one crow dive bombed the raccoon to try to stop it from eating its kids. What a shame. They just caught. And for that, those raccoons deserved a good meal. But however, I would like to see Canuck find his way back home, because if you've ever seen a picture of that crow with the knife, you'd know that he's a legend and he deserves nothing but good things, good meals or whatever crows get for being good. I'd like to see that. Also, I don't know if you have heard, but the salmon have also been taking a beating here in Vancouver. So there were supposed to be over 2 million salmon showing up to spawn up the Fraser River, and only 250,000 showed up. So that's 12.5% of what was expected from the salmon population. So what that means is that there's going to be 87.5% less salmon getting it on, and that means there's going to be 87% less salmon that probably make it to your plate or, you know, to the oceans or the rivers, which means that there's going to be probably more orcas and dying, more seals. It's such a horrible system that we have. And I don't know if you guys remember, but they were trying to put fish through tubes and trying to suck those fish over the wherever was damaged by, you know, our nasty ecology. However, this instance was severely prohibited. Like this, the salmon were severely prohibited by a landslide. And I don't know if you know anything about landslides, but landslides can be caused by two things. One's heavy rain, and another is like shifts underneath the by the fault lines. I believe that to be true. If you're a scientist and you're listening, and you're a geologist and you're like ESA, that's just not the case. So well, listen, you can call in and at 604-822-2487 and help educate everybody, because I mean, I'm not a scientist. I just know a little bit about science. However, I do know that landslides can be caused by deforestation. And what we do in Vancouver is there's a large timber industry. So when you cut back the trees, it leaves the land susceptible to landslides. And so this landslide blocked the Fraser River and blocked the salmon from swimming. And what they're trying to do now is helicopter fish, and that just sounds like a lot of work. Trying to pick up the fish in a helicopter and bring them over to the other side of the river seems just like a Band-Aid, but like not a very good Band-Aid. It seems like the idea of taking computer paper and putting it on a knife wound. Like, yeah, you might stop the bleeding, but I mean, it's not a real fix. You know, that's not really going to fix the problem. It is okay, I guess, in theory, but we all know that it's not going to work. So it'll be interesting to see how this affects going forward. And when I say it'll be interesting, like, I mean, it won't be interesting at all to watch all of these animals die who rely on salmon not only for food, because you have to think there's so many animals that probably rely on the salmon eggs to be eaten so that they can, you know, probably be eaten by smaller fish, and those fish can be eaten by birds, and those birds can be eaten by other things. And then there's actual animals who rely on eating the salmon, you know, not just humans, you know. And then there's so, like, you know, seals or bears, and then there's animals who eat those animals. So it's like, what the hell are we going to do? Because this is not the first time that this has happened, but it seems to be the worst time. When we come back, we're going to talk about these cab companies are still trying to prevent Lyft and Uber to come here, and it is making me more and more upset. Let me get back.
See, this is the team.
I'm done with that talking. I see the difference. Most of these rap niggas sounding like bitches. I need that dead money to handle my business. And fuck, I don't care, money. Don't ask for forgiveness. But I want some commas. Might double my digits. Yeah. Too many women might fuck up the vision. Yeah. I know some real ones. I pray they don't hear this. Ain't got a conscience. See through the mirrors. Yeah. Say I'm in my bag. Know that I got it. Yeah. Know that they watch it. Yeah. Told me she want it. Yeah. Say I'm in my bag. Know I got problems. Yeah. Fuck with the optics, yeah. Tell me I'm poppin', yeah. Say I'm in my bag, I'm in my bag, I'm in my bag, I'm in my, yeah. I'm in that bag, I'm in that bag, I'm in my, yeah. I'm in my bag, I'm in my bag, I'm in my, yeah. I'm in that bag, I'm in that bag, yeah.
I need that pretty little thing to come through. Tell me that I'm cocky and I said it's nothing new. Niggas gon' talk just to change your point of view. That don't mean shit when all they looking at is you.
They just look to you.
They saying they hot, don't quit your day job. Yeah. Everybody talking fire, my style is napalm. Had to tell them I'm on, yeah. They tell me I'm wrong. How a nigga talking shit, I got his bitch on my phone.
little mama trying to talk, but I just can't stay long. I'm that nigga she want, but I'm just trying to kill the farm. I'm a bad motherfucker, all these niggas lukewarm. Fuck these discount rappers, all they flows is coupons. Backstroke, new phone, couple shorties too on. C4 when I'm popping, cause the pussy too bomb. I'm the light skin lord, a couple flaws, and I'm a menace. I go at they whole squad because they best is my apprentice. See, I'm my bad. Know that I got it. Yeah. Know that they watch it. Yeah. Told me she want it. Yeah, say I'm in my bag. Know I got problems. Yeah. Fuck with the optics. Yeah. Tell me I'm popping. Yeah, say I'm in my bag. I'm in my bag. I'm in my bag. I'm in my. Yeah. I'm in that bag. I'm in that bag. I'm in my. Yeah. I'm in my bag. I'm in my bag. I'm in my. Yeah. I'm in that bag. I'm in that bag. Yeah.
You're still tuned into Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian. And if you see Canuck, honestly, it seems like the easiest $10,000 you can ever get. When I say the easiest, I mean hardest, because how the hell are you supposed to catch a bird? I don't think it's dead or alive either, so make sure you catch him alive. It would be pretty sad to kill him. You know what I mean? Anyways, moving on. We do this every week. We've been doing this every week since Horgan announced that Uber and Lyft are going to come to the Lower Mainland. And so what that means is taxis, your time is not up, but it's waning. And like the power that you wield here is lesser and lesser. And so the Vancouver taxis are asking the BC Supreme Court to quash ride hailing rules. So they want to make that the rules so stringent that they become non-competitive with cabs. Cabs do have some rules that I find are maybe a little outdated. Like they are limited to different geographies, so they can't pick up rides. Certain cab companies can't pick up rides, you know, in different areas around different particular time periods. So like a North Van cab can't come downtown and pick up people in the middle of the day. Richmond cab can't do that. So they're limited by where they can go. They're also limited by a minimum fee. And so what the taxi companies have been doing is filling out a petition, arguing that the rules are unfair. And while unfair, maybe, your time is up. I feel like the time has been up. It's just very interesting because this is one of the things that they're arguing. So Peter Gale, who's the lawyer representing the taxi company, says, "We think it's a mistake for Passenger Transportation Board to rush out in advance of any applications and set rules without really examining the business practices of ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft." And his name is Peter Gall, and I say the gall of this man is absolutely fucking ridiculous. Excuse my language. Like, Uber and Lyft are literally in every country all over the world. I don't say literally every country, but in most of them. Most of the countries that you would want to go to, Uber and Lyft is there operating with their business practices. And so Vancouver is so late, and it's not even, they're operating here in Canada, so it's not even that fact that it's every country, it's cities in the world. They're so late. One of the things that annoys me is that they have set a minimum ride. They set a minimum ride fee to equal the cab. So when you get in your Uber, it's going to cost you at least $3.25, which isn't the case when you go to other places. However, there's so many things that they're trying to do to stop these cabs. Rather than just try to adjust and make their shitty app better, you know, or maybe tell that they're, maybe tell their drivers to not pull off on people or not threaten people or not sexually assault people or, you know, not verbally assault people, not verbally harass people. They're so worried on controlling the court so that they can try to keep Uber and Lyft out here without having any accountability for how good the services actually work. If people didn't hate the cab companies and they evolved like normal businesses, maybe people wouldn't be needing Uber and Lyft here so bad. But instead they do, so I will continue to. But anytime that you see a petition is going out, just know that you're probably on the losing side because petitions rarely work. It doesn't seem like the idea of a petition to me is interesting because, like, while I believe in the democratic practice, you know, in the power of the people and people signing a petition, making things work. I've signed petitions myself. But like I signed a petition last week at Wreck Beach where at the top of the steps, they had an petition to keep motorboats outside of the swimming area. And I signed it because I think it's a good idea because one, I don't have a motorboat, so it doesn't affect me. And two, the people with motorboats are rather annoying at Wreck Beach because they play loud EDM and they just stand in their boats and kind of, they never really look like they're having too much fun. Like, I have never been at Wreck Beach and looked at the motorboats and been like, you know what I want to do? I want to go on one of those boats. I'm usually having too much fun by myself. And me and my friends are non-boat having friends. But anyways, so they signed a petition and I'm like, okay, well, how many signatures is critical and who enforces the signatures? I don't know. I don't know how those things work, but we will see because the Vancouver. Also, like, who's signing the petition on the behalf of the Vancouver cabs? But potentially the people whose families are supported by cabs, I could see that. But, I mean, I don't think that the everyday cab user is going to sign a petition for the cabs because the only thing the cabs do better than Ubers is not talk to you. Sometimes you don't want to talk, and Uber is really bad about that. Finally, the story, which I know that you guys have all been waiting for, is that BC's maximum allowable rent will increase 2.6% in 2020. So if your landlord tries to, this is really important because it's important to know like what the rule of the law is. So it was previously able to go up 4.8%, but they've lowered it to 2.6% to keep up with inflation. So if your landlord tries to increase your rent by more than 2.6%, you can tell them that that's not effing going to happen because you know the rules. Also, I just find it interesting that this 2.6% is supposed to go up to keep up with inflation. And so you hear about inflation all over, except for in your wages. Like, how come wages aren't mandatorily, like, if everything is going up, if everything is being inflated 2%, 2.5%, shouldn't that be like the minimum amount of raise that your job gives you every year? Like, it just seems to make like too much sense that if my rent can increase and you can increase prices on goods and services 2.6%. Everything is, you know, on average is going up 2.6%. Gas is going up 2.6%. Growth, everything, except for wages, because of what we have seen over the past 50 years is that wages have been pretty stagnant across the board. And it's rather ridiculous. So if there's a petition going around for that, I'll sign it. Whether it works or not, fuck it. Who cares? I just want more money. Yeah, but be careful and watch out for landlords trying to price gouge you. And don't let it happen. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about why this school has stopped one of the most fundamental practices in school, and why it might affect you, but it doesn't affect me.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
My city, call me Cody Banks. Vanilla coupe with the 20s, I got Kobe range. If she bad, let the liquor do the talking. Don't be mad, nigga, you can get the walking.
Hey, I say bismillah as soon as I step in the party. If pressing in the party, you gon' need to hide your shorty. You think I'm East African, roll up with Somali. Cops says you ain't get it off me. Cheaper by the dozen, used to kid a lot. Now my money, yeah, I'm property, it's a lot. No free shit, you gotta earn my time. My foot on the barrel just to watch you on. No biggie, I shine. The game full of my sons, I gotta teach them the rules. They learning from their pops like they all homeschooled. The H stand for hospital with all these sick lines. And like the chain around flavor, I'm big time.
Flying through my city, call me Cody Banks. Another cool, put the 20s, I got Kobe range. If you bad, let the liquor do the talking. Don't be mad, nigga, you can get the walking. Flying through my city, call me Cody Banks. Another cool, put the 20s, I got Kobe range. If you bad, let the liquor do the talking. We be partying with demons with the cocoa on the counter. Shawty got me to believe a nigga sneaking every hour. We been bad, we been up, we been low. That 40 in my cup got me moving real slow. Catch a nigga riding in the 65. Stay alive, cooking catches, nigga. I'm about to vibe. You decide, pull up with a beam of Cody in the sky with the briefcase. I don't know. Can she pop it like a sucker? Can she suck it to the throat? Goddamn. Flying through my city, call me Cody Banks. Vanilla coupe with the 20s, I got Kobe range. If she bad, let the liquor do the talking. Don't be mad, nigga, you can get the walking. Flying through my city, call me Cody Banks. Vanilla coupe with the 20s, I got Kobe range. If she bad, let the liquor do the talking. Don't be mad, nigga, you can get the walking.
Back it off the beam path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's best radio station. If you like the music and you enjoy always listening to music, you should listen to Crimes and Treasons every Tuesday from 8 to 10 with DJ Relly Rails, Homeboy Jules, Jamal Steeles, myself, Malik, and Horsepower. Not only have the hottest hip-hop, but we've been doing it for over a decade. Last week's podcast is up. The mix is up. You can listen to the interview we've done with Tion Gibbs about his new project. Listen, it's a good time. Not only is it a good time, but finding new music that's quality is so hard in 2019. Just because there's so much music out there. And you can spend hours and hours and hours listening for new music, but why not have it curated for you? So tune in to Crimes and Treasons because we've been doing it for a long time and it's quality. So one of the most interesting things growing up, I went to a private school in DC and it was predominantly white. And one of the, I don't want to say phenomena, or one of the things that you notice is that growing up is that lice exist. But not lice exist in a grand sense. Like, I never got it. And there's a reason for that. But lice exist and people have to go home and it's like a pandemonium when it happens. you know, everybody gets checked. They have to check people every day, and they have to give out special shampoo to the kids who are dirty or have lice or whatever. I don't know what it is. But, you know, when I was growing up, all of the black kids, we got to stand aside because black people don't get lice. It's a fact. I'm sorry to tell you guys. If you guys are just listening and just hear that for the first time and are like, oh my God, I didn't know that. Well, you know, you do. But anyways, in the Sea to Sky School District, they have made some changes where they are not sending kids home for having lice. They say, while it is just a nuisance, it doesn't, you're not going to get a disease, or it doesn't show kids dirty or anything like that. They say, put your kid's hair in a bun or a ponytail or cut it, and then keep sending them to school so that they can get more other kids infected with lice. And so if you have a kid or you're a teacher and you teach in the Sea to Sky School District, just know that there's a chance you're going to get lice. And it's the school board's fault. And while it might not be dirty, or it might not be, you know, necessary for health to stop those kids from coming to school, I do think lice is disgusting. And so, like, while I can't get it, I think it's gross. So, even if this, though the school board says not to take your, not to, you don't have to, you don't have to not bring your kids to school, you probably should keep those little dirty kids at home. Oh, and I stand corrected. There was a correction that was sent in. It wasn't 2 million salmon. It was 4.8 million salmon. And it wasn't 2,500. It was 600,000. So the percentages were right, because that's all I wrote down. It's still 12%. However, we're still doomed. So there's no real change in that. Now, as we move on to more interesting stories. First off, we've been talking about this Popeye's chicken sandwich for weeks. For a few weeks, I haven't been able to get one, but the reviews I have been overwhelmingly outstanding. So I feel like I'm going to have to eventually drive to Bellingham or to, I don't think the Canadian one even has it, or to Seattle, just so I can make sure I can scoop one of these sandwiches. But where I will not be going to get a sandwich is in Houston, Texas, because at a Popeyes in Houston, Texas, on the Scott and Quarter, three men and two women grew angry after a visit in Houston after there were no chicken sandwiches, even though there was a note on the door that said, hey, no chicken sandwiches in this joint. And so what they did was they held up the Popeyes at gunpoint, trying to just get sandwiches. They didn't steal any money or anything, but there were no injuries, there were no shootings, but they pulled their gun out in the Popeyes and tried to get a chicken sandwich, which I think is crazy, because if you live in Texas, what you know is that almost everybody has a gun. And so for you to pull your gun out in the Popeyes and seemingly not ready to shoot it up, you were just lucky that you did not get shot up yourself, especially over a damn chicken sandwich. Like, people are taking this shit too far. But I also feel in the same way that if you are willing to, I feel like you wouldn't be able to hold up a chicken sandwich at gunpoint unless you've already had one of those chicken sandwiches before. And I feel like if you've had one of those chicken sandwiches before and then you wanted to get a second one, and you wanted to get one so bad, you wanted to get a chicken sandwich so bad that you're willing to hold one up at gunpoint, listen, that's the type of chicken sandwich that I need in my life. I want a chicken sandwich so good, I want to rob a bank for it, or rob a Popeyes for it. Like, I feel like that sounds delicious. But also, I got enough sense to not rob Popeyes. So, send it over my way. So, in good luck and bad luck, while Hurricane Dorian pounds on the Caribbean islands. Pounds of cocaine have washed up on Florida beaches due to the wreckage of what Dorian has left behind. So Hurricane Dorian has resulted in a mysterious bricks of cocaine washing up now on two separate Florida beaches, one at Melbourne and one at Parisside Beach Park. And could you imagine? So, like, I mean, I'm not a drug dealer, but could you imagine how upset you would be if your packages, you were just waiting for them to be dropped off at your crib, or you, like, you know, had them in your car and then your car gets flooded and then boom, no more bricks of cocaine. So from my knowledge of watching TV, what you know is that a brick of cocaine, I think that's a kilo, and it's worth about $20,000. So imagine 15, that's $300,000, boom, that the police just got. And we know the police sell dope, so the police officers, I bet their Christmas party is about to be extra litty this year, which I guess is good because they're not using taxpayer money, but bad because that means the police are going to be selling drugs. Now, there's been a few stories in the news which have made me really upset, and we're going to get to them after we talk about this silly-ass story. So, a teenager who only ate Pringles, French fries, white bread, and pork lost his eyesight. And so I feel like that's enough to know that that type of shit is poison and you probably shouldn't eat it. If you should read the story where it said, where I guess it was talking about how visual and physical health are not, you know, it's really hard to understand them if you're just looking at caloric intake and BMI, because they aren't a real reliable indicators of how healthy someone is. The teen is not native to the UK, but he was going to doctor's visits and complaining about being tired, complaining about fatigue, and although he had a normal BMI and no signs were of malnutrition, his B12 levels were very low. He was anemic, and then he was blind. And so that's sad, but it stems from your diet. So treat your body better. It's good. So I guess as we move into, like, there's so many kind of really sad stories. There's, like, all over. It seems there's sad, but then there's good. So over the past, so I don't know if you guys know, but I'm a marketing professional. And so there's so many different things that interest me, particularly about, like, which companies are doing the best when it comes to advertising, but then also which companies are just having really good practices, particularly when it comes to their overall strategy of, you know, what is their mission and are they able to action on that? And so what we see is that there are some companies which are doing such a good job at protecting people, but also, I mean, they're exploitative in nature, particularly when you look at porn companies. They are exploitative, but also occasionally do things that you wish other companies might step up and mimic or do. So, because it's hard to acknowledge one without acknowledging the other, but so Bang Bros and Pornhub recently have had some very interesting campaigns that have not only showed, I guess, a level of understanding of the nuance within their industries, but then also dynamics in general. So Bang Bros buys a porn star doxing site and then erases everything. So I don't know if you guys know what doxing, but doxing is like releasing the personal information of individuals, and particularly for porn stars, that can be devastating, not just because your safety is at risk. Like, men are out here living crazy and also doing crazy things for porn stars. So, like, it's dangerous. So what Bang Bros did was they bought the website and they quickly made it clear that they had bought it to wipe it clean, even going so far as burning the hard drives in a video that they shot. And basically, they had enough, and we have purchased the site with it. This is the statement: that we have purchased the site with the intention of shutting it down and removing all information associated with it. There's no cache, no hidden thing to getting your personal stuff off of it. We simply just didn't want it out there for the world to see anymore. And so you think that there's so many companies that are, so that's Bang Bros particularly protecting the identities of not only their employees, but employees within the industry. And, you know, protecting the industry. And so it's very interesting to see, you know, a company going above and what you say above and beyond. I would be more interested to see, like, what are they doing to protect women in the industry, not just from people outside of the industry, but from other people in the industry, because you hear so many horror stories. But, I mean, good on them. Also, Pornhub just released an ad where they shot a video at the world's dirtiest beach and say that for every view that they get, they're going to donate money to cleaning up our oceans. And so they did a similar campaign earlier this year with bees, and saying for every view that they get, they're going to donate money to try to bring bees back, because I don't know if you guys know, but bees are in danger. And so, not like they're endangered, but they are in danger. And so if bees are in danger, that means we are in danger. So you see that these companies are, you know, trying to find interesting ways to use their, I guess, competencies and changing the world. And so, and our last story, like, I know we only have a few minutes left, but I don't know if you guys remember Brock Turner. He's the rapist who was the Stanford student who raped a woman behind a dumpster and then was subsequently released in less than a year. And so on 60 Minutes, that will be airing on September 22nd, Chanel Miller, who's for years was going by Emily Doe, was the individual which Brock Turner, the rapist, who he raped. And so I feel like I've seen so many. So this is what so many titles of the story and so many times where Brock Turner has been referred to as a Stanford swimmer or somehow taking him out of the action of rape. And so like it's very deliberate. I'm sorry if I should have said a warning before I talked about it, because I mean, it's really messed up. I don't know if you remember the story, but basically, she was passed out, drunk, and Brock Turner raped her. You know, that was it. And so 60 Minutes, even in the interview, in the tweet that they released of the snippet of the interview, she says she's been known to the world as Emily Doe, the sexual assault victim of Stanford swimmer Brock Turner. Now she's revealing her name and face. And it's like the sexual assault victim of Stanford swimmer Brock Turner. Like, that is such passive and non-direct and really so harmless language that you read that and you're like, you know, that could be anything. But Brock Turner brutally raped her. And so that's really fucked up. And so she's releasing her memoir, aptly titled Know My Name, and I think that her story is important, not because not only because of the story that came from behind it, but also just in general, it's important that these things happen on college campuses. And if you are listening, any UBC students, just know that people need protecting. And also, not only do they need protecting, if you are a man and you see, maybe you can wonder how to prevent yourself from becoming a rapist, or maybe you're one of your friends, don't rape. But that's all we have for this week. We do this every week from 7 to 8. Tune in every week, and that's all I have for you. But I will see you guys next week, and have a good first week of school, guys. I'm out.
What are you doing on Sunday, September 29th? Come down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building to check out the Study and Go Abroad Fair. It's free, and it's a great opportunity to find out how you can boost your resume by studying abroad, working abroad, or learning a language. Come early at 12 noon to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. For more information, check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com.